Welcome. And let's have another round of applause for that fantastic dance troupe. And I was commenting to the minister, who we will be introducing and welcoming very shortly, on the beauty of Colombia and on the beauty of the women of Colombia. And the minister explained that such is the beauty of the women of Colombia that they annually have to have 1,200 beauty contests in order to arrive at Miss Colombia, and then what an important role she plays in the community. So it's nice to be in a place where beauty is so welcomed and recognised. But let's come back to ICANN. What do we do at ICANN? Why are we here? Why have we all come together this week to talk about the internet? And so I thought I might look back a little bit in time to find some of the roots of the answer. And coincidentally, on this very day in 1768, the Encyclopaedia Britannica was first published. It was three volumes, 2,760 pages, 160 pictures. So 240 years ago today, that encyclopaedia was one of the earliest attempts to collect and codify all of human knowledge and to share this information with the world, or at least those who could afford it, because it cost £12 sterling, equivalent of $2,000 or $3,000 today. And not everybody was happy with its publication. Just like some aspects of the internet of today, some of that knowledge bothered some of the people. So King George III of England ordered three pages highlighting human anatomy ripped out of every book, which struck me as perhaps being the first triple X-ing of information. But despite the concerns, the vivid prose and the easy navigation of that first edition led to a strong demand for a second. And so what started with 2,760 pages grew to 32 volumes, more than 65,000 articles, and 44 million words. And the latest edition, the 15th, even has a full page, one whole page about the internet. The volumes have got a little cheaper. You can get it now for about $200. Or you can go online, and you can get all of that information and so much more for free, instantly accessible wherever you go, without having to carry all 32 volumes. And so ICANN's work this week is a step in the kind of improvement that represents, and so much more. And we're going to move forward this week on a lot of the important work that ICANN does. And we're going to find, as we go, things that we never imagined. We're building a platform for a future that some of us could only imagine would happen in fiction. And I thought, knowing that I and many of the people I've met over the years at ICANN are science fiction fans, I would then look perhaps to science fiction for some more authority. The idea of an Encyclopedia Galactica first shows up in Isaac Asimov's short story Foundation, published in 1942. And for those of you who are not science fiction fans, that was another encyclopedia, a compendium of all the information then available across the galaxy. But of course, in those years, just like the Encyclopaedia Britannica, it was conceived and published as a physical book. And as it evolved, as society evolved, it was eventually computerised, quite an important word in those years. And then the Encyclopaedia Galactica concept was picked up by an American philosopher-scientist, Carl Sagan. And in his groundbreaking work in 1980, Cosmos, he imagined the Encyclopaedia Galactica as a place for a hypothetical extraterrestrial organisation to store its knowledge. But I'm tempted to think that in the works of fiction that we're familiar with, the best capturing of the full genius of the internet is in that very much more serious work, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And so I quote from the British author of that, Douglas Adams, and he described The Hitchhiker's Guide and said that it already supplanted the Encyclopaedia Galactica as the standard repository of all knowledge and wisdom. For though it has many omissions and contains much that is apocryphal, or at least wildly inaccurate, it scores over the older, more pedestrian work in two important respects. First, it's slightly cheaper. And second, it has the words, "Don't panic," inscribed in large and friendly letters on the cover. So I thought, well, yes, cheaper and sometimes inaccurate perfectly describes the information you can get over the internet. But more seriously, we do have now a global library of all of the works at our fingertips. If you have an iPod or an Android or a BlackBerry or any device, you're getting close to the kind of concepts imagined by Asimov or Adams. You could even make Don't Panic your front screen, which some of the way things go at ICANN is good advice. Don't panic. So we're living in a world that no one could have imagined when the first TCP/IP experiments started over a decade ago. And our job at ICANN, which we'll be really pushing in the next week to come, and which we've been building on 13 years of similar work, is to build the foundations for even newer connections, newer ideas, and more innovations of that kind. And just let me explain that in partial tribute to the workers of ICANN, some time ago we launched a badge to recognise those people who have attended more than 30 meetings of ICANN or more. And we'll be making presentations again this week to those of you who've achieved that milestone. And congratulations to you for all the work that's gone into making ICANN what it is. Because of that work, we've seen some incredible successes. For example, our internationalised domain name program in the ccTLD space. And this week you'll hear much more about the new Cyrillic extension for the Russian Foundation, which since its launch has become one of the largest registries. They expected 100,000 registrations in the first year. They got more than 600,000 in less than a month. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there are people who said, well, you know, do we really need some IDNs? Do we really need any more top-level domains? So that's an amazing and incredible testament to people's desire to have domain names that are in the characters of their own languages, of their own scripts, from beginning to end. We're also going to have a lot of opportunity to discuss further refinements to our long-running new gTLD program. And for those of you who aren't familiar, this is a program that officially started 10 years ago. And we're looking now at the third phase of a new gTLD launch program. We started in 2000, we did a small release, we learned from that and we did another release, and now we're looking at a third release of a long-standing commitment built into the DNA of ICANN to expand the top-level domain name space. So we'll be hashing over what we hope to be the proposed final applicant guidebook, which is the rules effectively for the launch of another round, the third round of the new gTLD program. So that program will open up limitless opportunities for new extensions, and it'll help move the global internet, we think, slightly closer to the concept behind the Encyclopedia Galactica, at least for this planet. Now, security never really made it into any of those discussions, but it's a required foundation for the system to work for us, and that's why ICANN, along with our partners, has put such a lot of work and time recently into DNSSEC, and the route is now signed, and DNSSEC deployment is accelerating the world over. There'll be some major announcements in the coming months about some of the major registries. So it's become an operational reality for everyone. There's going to be a day-long session here in Cartagena for those who want to get up to speed on what's happening with DNSSEC and how they can help to make it happen. And so although a lot of the work that we do is essentially technical, much of it legalistic, and some of it philosophical, we're all part of something much bigger. This enormous experiment, this enormous project to bring the knowledge of the world to everybody in the world. So now, on behalf of the Board of Directors, I officially welcome you to the ICANN's 39th public meeting and wish you all the luck as you chart the future for the internet. Thank you very much. We were honoured to have accepted our invitation from the President, Mr. Santos, who at the last minute was unable to join us last night for dinner and has gone overseas on other business, but has able to join us now by telecommunication. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome President Santos.